The Brewers look to extend their win streak as they face the Reds in Cincinnati. Milwaukee trails Scott Feldman 3-0 in the fourth, and that's when the comeback begins.
The 1-0 to Pena. Line down the right field line. Kiblahan not going to get this one. It's past him. Going to roll all the way to the wall. Shaw scores easily. Santana around third. And Pena slides into second with a 2-RBI double. And the Brewers have cut this Reds lead to 1. It's 3-2.
Lear turns on one. Right field. Kiblahan reaching up. It's off his glove. And all the way to the wall. Villar turning second, and he'll hit the brakes there. Arcia is in, and Milwaukee takes the lead.
And Thames sends this one high and deep to right field. Thames has done it again with his second home run in as many nights, and the Brewers lead it 6-3.
Again with the infield in, and Franklin drills one to the gap in left center. It's going to score a couple as Franklin is on his way to second, and he's going to try for third, and the relay is not in time. A two-run triple for Franklin, and it's 9-3 the Brewers.
Milwaukee goes on to win by a final of 10-4. Manny Pena's career-high 4 hits in this game help his battery mate Tommy Malone collect his first win with Milwaukee. The Brewers extend to a 4-game win streak. With Friday's victory, Milwaukee improves to 6-5 on the season, and the Brew Crew is over 500 for the first time since the end of the 2014 season. Here's the skipper, Craig Counsell.
Feldman, a couple times through the order. He was tough the first couple times through the order. We did a nice job against their bullpen tonight more than anything. I thought we did. Lorenzen's he's a good pitcher. We had a big inning against him, but it was. And against Wood, I believe Wood was the other guy. So, Feldman did a nice job of just mixing it up. We had a couple innings with runners on base and couldn't get anything through, but we did a nice job against their bullpen.
You guys have done a nice job on this road trip of going the other way. Saw that again tonight for those back-to-back innings of getting 4 runs.
Yeah, that's a good point. We've our right-handers have done a nice job using the opposite field, and it's there's hits over there, and Arcia, Manny Pena, Domingo had a ball over there, so a bunch of guys doing a nice job.
Manny just really swinging the bat well, 4 hits tonight. I mean, it seems like he contributes almost every game he plays.
Well, I looked up there and he's hitting 500, so he's doing all right, yeah.
Even this early, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know how many at bats he's got. He's probably 25 at bats or something.
22,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Ball pretty good, though. I mean, he hasn't had any, like.
No, it's. He'd hit a ball hard in the fifth at bat, too.
Yeah. What did you think of Tommy? He gave up a couple home runs, but he kept the damage down.
Yeah, I thought, again, one of the big. There's a 0 in the walk column again, so that's how you keep the damage down. And, Votto he had on with nobody on base, and he probably just got too much of the plate. But I thought Tommy did a good job. He had more in him there to probably go out there for another inning. But, we thought we had a chance to get something going there in that inning. So he kept us in the game and did a nice job.
Thames with some more big hits, too. A home run capped that big inning, and then an RBI single.
Yeah, the home run off the lefty was, he threw a couple pretty good sliders, and he got a fastball in off the plate, I think, and it was a great at-bat. But his at-bats, he's had quality at-bats. I mean, that's the one thing I think I've been, that we're all impressed with Eric, is that, every at-bat, there's some intent to it, and it's just quality at-bats.
Another game and another 2 hits for Eric Thames, the Milwaukee first baseman, had this to say after going 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs.
It's good. It's not like, the whole team's waiting around for one big hit, but it's like hit after hit after hit. It's like we just string them together. So, that's pretty good mojo. We got to keep carrying that on for the games to come.
How about the opposite field hitting for you guys? Really on this road trip, you've seen you guys be patient and do a really nice job taking the ball the other way, and it's produced some runs for you.
Yeah, it's part of our scouting report. These guys throw hard. I mean, they have a really good bullpen. And their starters, you know, have been locating the ball as well. So we're trying to, you know, use that to our advantage, you know, not just swing at everything, try to pull it and hit a home run, but go the other way, balls in the gaps. And, you know, that's where, like, the hits, that's where the hits live.
You know, you were a big question mark coming in early in the season to see how you were going to adjust to major league pitching, having not seen it for the last 3 years. Got a couple of home runs on this trip here in the last couple of games alone. How do you think you've done here as far as trying to be patient and do your best to produce for this team?
You know, I feel like I still am a question mark. I mean, it's tough, like, facing guys, like, on, you see them on video and stuff, you see them on, like, ESPN, but, like, to be in the box, a whole nother story. So I'm just trying to, you know, learn as much as I can from pitch to pitch and while, you know, being a valuable asset to the team. But I'm just trying to, you know, go up there, keep my same approach that I learned when I was overseas and see how it all happens.
Bottom line, you guys have won four straight on this road trip to open things up. Not something that happens very often for teams, especially after the rough start the week before. But what do you make of this year? What started this road swing here?
Well, I was saying, you know, after our first few games, you know, fans were kind of upset with us with how we were playing, a lot of errors, we weren't really hitting. And I say, you know, be patient, you know, because, like, it's a long season, you know, like, you got to ride the wave, because there'll be times where it's bad, sometimes where it's good. So I said, be patient, and, like, the team picked it up. I mean, our defense is really good. Our pitching has, you know, been tremendous. And our offense has been, you know, it's been electric, I would say. Just we're stringing stuff together. So we still have a long season left, a lot of games left. So we just have to carry it on and, like I said, ride the waves.
All right, go get him. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
And as you heard, Manny Pena's big night was big for the Brewers in victory. He goes 4-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs.
I feel great, man. I feel really good. I see the ball good, working with my hitting coach every day in the cage. So I see everything good and feeling good.
Career high 4 hits for you tonight. But as a team, you guys fell behind 3-0 and scored 10 unanswered. A lot of hits going the opposite direction. How much is that good hitting helping your offense right now?
I mean, that's our team, man. I mean, we never keep our head down. So always try to working hard, base running hard. So keep the pressure on the other team. So that's the big key for us to make the playoff.
Your pitching staff's doing a real nice job. Starting pitching, the previous 3 starts were outstanding. Tommy Malone coming in here after last week is a rough start for him. He held you guys in the ballgame today. 5 strong innings, just 3 earned runs. What'd you see out of him?
I mean, he's feeling good. He was working with his command. Good fastball command was good inside and outside. His changeup and his screwball, I mean, was really good. And he told me he needed working more inside, so we keep it in the mind. So that'd be key for him, too.
This first 4 games, you've won. You guys building a little confidence right now?
Yes. We feel really good. I mean, we need to keep it. This game is over, so tomorrow another day, so we need to keep it working hard.
The Brewers will try to keep their win streak going on Saturday when Zach Davies takes them out.